Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We have only known about galaxies for about a century. RPI professor Heidi Newberg says there are many more mysteries in the universe.
It has always astounded me to think that only 100 years ago, no one knew that galaxies existed. The universe consisted only of stars and nebulae. In the 1920s, Edwin Hubble made two important discoveries that profoundly altered our understanding of the universe. He was able to measure the distances to some of the spiral nebulae and discovered that they were much, much farther away than any of the stars. This established that the stars were in our galaxy, the Milky Way, and the spiral nebulae were other galaxies. Also, he discovered that galaxies that are farther from us are moving away from us faster than galaxies that are closer. This discovery, coupled with Einstein's general theory of relativity, led to the concept of the Big Bang and the startling realization that the universe evolves. We live in an unfathomably vast and ever-changing universe. In the past 100 years, we have learned much, but the most important discoveries have taught us how little we really know. Most of the mass in the universe is a substance called dark matter, which has never been discovered. The rate at which the universe is expanding is increasing by a mechanism called dark energy that we do not understand. I'm personally working on understanding how galaxies form by studying stars in the Milky Way. In this archaeological project on grand scale, my colleagues and I are trying to figure out how and when stars form, how they come to reside in galaxies, and how elements are formed and distributed in galactic stars. Many of the older stars in our galaxy actually formed in other smaller galaxies, which merged together to form the Milky Way. The Sun, however, was born out of gas in the Milky Way, and is thus a native star.
That was RPI's Heidi Newberg. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from Galactic Central Point. We go round every 200.